Hello.
Hi, this is Phil from Opinion Research. This survey is a quick survey. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
I heard something real. What else you say?
Yes, are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Well, I made a switch and I didn't do it. I got to wait to the Super Reverend. But I voted for something else. In other words, I'm registered for Democrat, but I'm voting Republican.
Okay, however, are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else? Which of those options are you registered in?
Democrat.
Thank you. How likely are you to vote in this November's election for president and governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all.
That's true.
Okay, so which of these options would you choose? Very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, or not likely at all? Yes, which of these three options would you then choose? Very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, or not likely at all?
That's right.
Okay, so when you mentioned that, that's right, for which option do you go right for it? Very likely to vote?
I've rested the Democrat. Yeah, I'm going to vote Republican. That's it.
Thank you. Overall,
Overall,
how would you rate the local economy in your area for North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
About everybody else, about me.
So, would you say it is excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Well, it's probably excellent. Excellent, good.
So, four options that I mentioned about the economy in your local area of North Carolina, of these three options, four options, which one would you choose? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor? Which of those four would you choose?
I say just good. Yes, these people down here won't work.
Thank you. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? Under President Biden, the first one is, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people. And this weak leadership and other borders are hard in America. The second one is, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drugs prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. From these two statements, which one would you agree more? The first one or the second one?
I say anything I could get a job at. Instead of chasing anything.
Thank you. Next, mark your opinion of each of the following people. Active in politics as either very favorable somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. The first one is Donald Trump. Your opinion towards Donald Trump, it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
You gave me a job, I spoke for you.
Okay. So what that would mean that you have an opinion towards him, a very favorable opinion, a somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Which one of those four options fits your opinion towards him?
I don't know, you just lost me somewhere there.
Yeah, okay.
I say, give me a job,
and
I'll vote for you.
Okay, so in this case, about Donald Trump, do you have a very favorable opinion of him, a somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? If you have to choose just one of those four options, which one would you choose?
Well, not the table.
Thank you. And what about Lori Buckout?
I don't know, you lost me.
Sorry?
You lost me. I can't keep up with you.
So, in this case about Lori Buckout, do you have a very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion about her?
What, are you talking about the restaurant? Cook out. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, Lori Buckout is a candidate. So would you have a very favorable or a favorable or unfavorable opinion about her?
How you guys show me what you're talking about?
Yes. Okay. About Lori Buckout, do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion about her?
Hell, I forgot she was running. Damn, Buckhouse, yeah, I vote for her.
So, according to what you have said, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about her?
Yeah, I have forgot who she's running against. Who's them doctors in there? I got a book on my body.
Okay. So, if you have to choose two options, is it a favorable opinion or a unfavorable? Sorry?
I'm getting tired of holding this telephone.
What about Don Davis? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
If the baby's born, yes, that's fine. I'm for it.
Okay. Well, sir, we really do appreciate your time and your opinion. Have a wonderful day.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for your time.